Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
At YouGov, they asked people about the last time they hugged someone that they do not live with.
I read that hugging is safer than shaking hands.
That makes sense.
As long as you don't hug and face to face, because you put your head over the shoulder, your hands don't touch. I just read that the other day.
What if you hug from behind?
Yeah, without pants. Yeah.
What if don't touch their hands. Yeah.
Okay, you guys are adding a lot of variables in there.
Oh, really? Really? That's news.
I'm trying to answer. I'll add them all together. Okay. From behind, without pants, and what'd you say, Craig?
Don't touch their hands.
Okay, you can touch your elbows, basically, then.
Whatever.
I usually aim for the chest area.
Yeah. Well, once again, I think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I go to one side or the other, and then I stick my tongue in your ear. That's okay, though.
Yeah, there's no COVID there.
Only in your ear.
I'm trying to concentrate on work over here, Todd.
But then you're putting COVID in somebody's ear, and then somebody else comes along and, you know, gets it.
I don't think the virus survives in the ear. Again, I defer to Dr.
Mina
on that.
But it does survive in the butt, so be careful where you stick your tongue, Todd.
Thank you.
Or don't.
Is there science behind that one?
Well, we talk to Dr. Mina all the time. She talks about scratching your face. I said, can you scratch your butt? And she says, don't do that.
I think she said that before COVID, too.
Like ever?
She can't stop doing that.
That's not realistic advice. Don't scratch your butt.
I mean, digging into it, she meant. Like,
I think she means under the underwear, elbow deep, like some people are around here.
Oh, yeah. It itches, man.
Yeah, it itches.
Some days you really got to dig.
You
wash your hands afterwards. Or you
find a corner of a door to rub up against or something.
Oh, yeah. You have to really dig in there, man.
You can do what my dog does and just scoot yourself across the floor.
That's tough to do for a human.
I would love to.
Unless you're a gymnast, that's a tough thing to do.
I would love to see that.
Okay, we digress. You can hug. When's the last time I hugged somebody? That's a great question. Nobody. I haven't hugged anybody since March 16th, except for my kids and my wife.
My daughter came over.
And by the way, I'm not missing that.
Mother's Day, and I gave her a hug.
Oh, yeah, what's your daughter?
That's my last hug.
Yeah, I've done some brief hugs. Just like, yuck.
Oh,
and then out.
Oh. People have leaned towards me, and I've gone, nope. I like the nope bit. And I've never been an anti that way at all. I'm a fairly physical guy, but I have no problem with not shaking hands. What's up? How you doing, man?
23% of us say that we have hugged someone outside our household within the last week.
Well, COVID's over now, remember. You can do anything you want now.
That's what we hear. 8% say it's been 1 or 2 weeks. 7% say 3 or 4 weeks. 6% 1 to 2 months. 20% of us have not hugged anyone besides our household members in 3 to 4 months. 1 in 5 of us.
I'm really curious.
That's me.
Almost the same amount, more than 4 months.
That's me.
What's going to happen in a couple of weeks after the aftermath of the protest?
Well, first of all, what's happening now is not the protest. What's happening now is Memorial Day. Everything takes 2 weeks. They were saying the only thing they're hoping for is that most of the protests, all the Memorial Day, there's a lot of young people out there drinking too. Most of the protests were younger people, so they're hoping that the outdoors might help. But
with the protesters, I saw a lot more masks than I did in the pool at the Ozark.
I did too.
Images of Vegas? Right.
With the protests, there were also cops lobbing things that were designed to make you cough.
Right, and the Vegas is open now too.
All these states have opened up. I think that and the combination of the protests.
Yeah, you're not going to not cough if you get tear gassed or pepper spray.
Oh, that's true.
So there was a lot of spewing going on when that activity happened.
Yes. Wait, Craig, you're a hugger. You like to hug people in the hallway. You haven't hugged anybody in a while, have you?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not. Now, also in this survey, there was 9% of people said that they just don't hug people ever.
Yeah, I never got those people, but they do exist.
And 9% don't know.
They don't know?
They don't know.
My favorite part.
How do you not know?
My favorite part about polls.
Are you that indiscriminate with your hugs?
Yeah. Well, either that, or it could have been 2 weeks. It could have been 4 weeks, or maybe I just hug someone every few months or something. Whatever. I don't know.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I get the polls where they're like, do you have an opinion on this? And they're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones.
You should.
But even
this
then,
seems like something you would know.
Remember before the internet, the polls cost 50 cents to take. This call costs you 50 cents. People would call polls, get charged 50 cents, and say, I have no opinion.
No opinion. Yes.
And that always made us laugh. Now you can write, I don't know, just a click away. I still think it's stupid, but it doesn't cost
you
any money. Yeah.
Just taking some time and spending some money to tell you I don't care.
But you used to have to call Entertainment Tonight, and they would charge you 50 cents, and then you'd say, I don't know or I have no opinion.
But you have to register that, or it's not valid.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You got to let your voice be heard.
Even if you have no voice.
A psychologist told Huffington Post that the lack or even prohibition of physical contact with other people can have a real impact on your mental well-being, particularly if you live alone. In relationships, touching and being touched is even more important because showing physical affection helps couples bond.
That's probably one of the reasons people are getting dogs. They can hug something.
Yeah. You know, Corey Floyd,
I mean, appropriately, writes it. By the way, relax.
Those poor dogs. Like, let me go, bitch.
Jesus, dude, I saw you yesterday.
Corey Floyd writes at Psychology Today about some of the scientific reasons about why showing affection is important. First of all, it releases, you know, feel good hormones.
Yeah,
just feels good. Elevates our level of oxytocin, that hormone that reduces pain and causes a calming sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Study shows this is especially strong in husbands, as oxytocin is increased during sexual interactions and as a result of an affectionate touch. This is especially strong in husbands.
We need love, man.
Absolutely.
We need love.
Showing affection also predicts marital love. They say love between spouses tends to predict their level of physical affection, and the reverse is also true. The amount of physical affection between husbands and wives predicts how much they say they love each other. So touch more often. Make a point of it, is what they're saying. Physical affection is also related to lower blood pressure, and it makes you appear more trustworthy somehow. Being physically affectionate can even improve how others see you.
Yeah, sometimes people are too creepy, though. There's creepy people that hug way too
That's
much.
Too much.
Oh, yeah. The hands are too low.
Yeah.
One study showed that engaging in affectionate touch increases how trustworthy you appear. So affectionate touch is different than Tyler's touch that he was talking about, the creepy touch.
Well,
you were talking
about. Outside boob, side boob, when you hug somebody?
I think that makes you the least favorite uncle.
Well, that's weird. I didn't mean relatives, Nick, but go ahead. If you want to go there, that's fine.
He makes a good point.
Oh, it's definitely a good point.
Some dude just looking for an in.
Yep.
How about from behind with like half a chub? And you just grind it in.
Well, if you haven't hugged anybody strange in a while, you might get half a chub.
Don't touch their hands.
You're breathing on the neck.
Yeah. Does that bring down your blood pressure a little bit?
Remind me not to be Todd's first strange hug.
Physical affection reduces daily levels of the stress hormone cortisol, showing affection associated with higher relationship satisfaction, and it puts you in a better mood tomorrow.
That's true.
For women, engaging in physical affection with a loved one predicts an increase in positive mood the following day. So
it has lingering effects.
Yes, it does.
But like I said, they said that hugging is might be safer than shaking hands. You know, I don't know about pants off, half a chub.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you know a lot about it.
Yeah, you're well aware.
You know a lot about that.
I know, but I'm not sure if that's any safer.
You know a lot about
and
that.
And a fully clothed hug.
It's not shaking hands.
No, I don't think it's any less safe.
It's definitely not shaking hands.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.